In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. From the Gospel of today, of tonight, from the Vesper, then the steward said within himself, "What shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg." And then in other part, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? And no servant can serve two masters. Glory be to God forever. Amen." If we talk today about the steward, go the parable what Jesus Christ said to the disciples is about the steward. And especially you will see that all the reading of during this week also too is related to the disciples and apostles. It's related to apostles' feast. That's why the majority of the readings till tomorrow it's around how to be a disciple, how to be a steward, how to follow God, and how to teach and preach Jesus Christ's word. That's why all the readings about this, from the Acts book or from the Gospels, we will see all related to this point especially. The principle of ownership, it means what? If I go back to Genesis, and after God created everything, and he created Adam, and then he gave him the ownership, like he gave him, "You will be my steward on the earth," or on what I create. That's why the deal between God and between Adam, "You will taking care about what I create. And you will present myself as God, you present me, and you will continue creation," because he gave him a small part. For example, he gave him the opportunity to give the names to the animals. He gave him the freedom. He gave him everything. That's why he was like a steward on the earth. And the problem that only there is some law and some rules to follow to be a steward. First of all, it's like, we can say like ambassador. He presents God. And we are as ambassador and a steward. We have a lot of things, a lot of treasures, and a lot of talents in our hands. And I have to be honest with myself. And I have to be like that. I have to be honest. And I have to be fair. I have to be right with everything that God gave it to me. That's why if I am on the earth, and that's why we are telling, if we go to the back to the liturgy, and we are saying that we are sojourners in this place. That's why we are different, and we are on this place totally different. That's why I have to understand that I am here for a while, and I am due a job of ambassador or a steward. Then all my acts had to be related to Jesus Christ. First of all, for example, if I present God, if I present the king, then I have to talk as exactly as he was talking. All the words of God, which he taught me, I have to take all of this and absorb it in me. And if I am the ambassador, I present God on the earth, I have to talk the same word. The problem now that in our world that we influence by the other words coming from the word. But God, Jesus Christ said, you are not from this world. That if I want to present God, I have to say and to speak the same language in first to this, to as God. The problem that we, for example, if something, any circumstances happen or any event happened in my life, and I have to reply and I have to answer, the answer is coming from my inside, from my heart. And my heart is full from where? It's fit by or filled by the word of God or the word of the world. That's why when I answer and I have to see my words and I have to watch my word, I will see how it I speak. I speak loud. I speak with bad words. I speak with something related to the word, to the earth. Or I speak too quiet, or I speak from the word of God. And how I can speak from the word of God? I speak from the word of God, and it's easily by only a word that I'm reading a lot, the Bible. That's why if the difference between two persons, if you meet two persons, for example, one is speaking to you by his experience, from his experience only, and give it to you, for example, some about experience from others, for example. But other one, he's speaking to you from the Bible and speaking to you from the verses. Then his mind is working with his heart from the work of the Holy Spirit inside him, and the output from him, it's only like an output of the Word of God. It's totally different. If I more take some time for meditation with him, it's like make me, I have more time to meditate and I have more time to talk to God. That's why I'm speaking out with some words really from the Bible, from him. That's why it's very important to know the first point that I have, it's based on the steward or the ambassador on the word, in is not only I'm speaking the word of God. The second, I am belong to my country. The steward or the ambassador is belong to his country only. And my country is the kingdom of God. The last week when we resume, what is the feature of the first church? It was 3 points. One, the love, the theme was the love. And the apostles really love God a lot, and they love together, and they succeed in their mission because they love also the people. But they love the people from the love of God, and they love together because they receive this from God also too. And the second point, the second feature of the first church, it was the act and the work of mercy, which is consequences really from the love. Obviously, it's coming from the love. That's why they do a lot of acts of mercy in their life. And not only the apostles and the disciples, also all the people. And finally, they have a goal. And the goal is only the kingdom of heaven. That's why I am belong to the kingdom of heaven. I'm not belong to this country. I am only a steward on some talents and some treasures that I have. Someone give it to me, which is God give it to me. And I am working here on the earth, and I'm working a lot, but I am present God here. My word is the same word as God, not different. And also, I am belong to this country or my country. That's why I have the yielding to go to the kingdom of heaven. That's why I'm not related to the earth. I'm not connected. I'm not, nothing relate to me. For example, nothing make me, drag me on the earth. I will attach it to the earth. I'm not attached to this one. Because if I'm looking all the days and my eyes, I'm looking only to the heaven. Nothing on the earth bother me. Whatever what happened, I remember someone like from a few years ago. He had a lot of problems in his life. He lost his wife, and he has some kids. And also, he had a problem in some problems in his job. And it's really very complicated in his life. And I visited him. But I tried to, before going to this person, I'm trying to read a lot from the Bible, to, for example, to find the right words that I have to say to him and to comfort him, for example, because I know that he had a lot of problems and I don't know how he will continue his life alone and with kids. And he had a lot of problem also in his work. And I try to find the right word to tell him or to tell him anything. And the problem when I met him, I find himself that he had a smile on his face. And he spoke with me with a word of God that comfort me, not I comfort him. And I found that he had really the comfort of the Holy Spirit in his heart. I saw that Jesus Christ really touched his heart. He is not attached to anything. And I asked him after a few months, I asked him, why you had this smile on your face? When I visited you the first time after what happened, I saw your smile on your face, and I can't believe that you gave it to me, the comfort, not me, who I supposed to give it to you, the comfort. Or I telling you maybe some words from the verses from the gospel, from the Bible. But he told me, nothing is bothering me. What happened is happened. And I know that my Lord Jesus Christ prepared for me everything. He is belong to the kingdom. He is belong to the king. That's why we are working a lot, which is very good. It's important because if I'm steward or I am ambassador, I have to talk and I have to work and I have to do a lot of job in my life. This is exactly what God asked Adam to do it in the paradise. Then I can't, for example, stay at home and pray only and this is my life. I'm not a monk. But it's very important to present the king in everywhere I am here on the earth. That's why it's very important that to tell myself, I'm telling myself, are you attached to anything on the earth? For example, it happened a few months ago. My cell phone fell in the washroom, in the bed, and I was very sad. And I was very sad because I just, it's a new one, it was a new one, and oh my God, like I paid a lot on it, and there is a lot of things on site, and really it was very bad. And I went to the shop, to Bell, and I wanted to change it, and they told me no way, because it's only the water, and they said it's the water for damage, and it's damage. And I was very, very, very upset. And I'm asking myself, oh my God, what I can do now? I lost a very important equipment in my life, we can say. And like by the end of the day, this happened in the morning. And by the end of the day, I was reading the Bible, and I found a lot of verses come to me. It's saying, are you attached to anything on the earth or what? It's a small things. It's not real. It's like something rubbish for me. I know. Comparing with a lot of things, for example, like the money or whatever. But it's a small things. You spent your, like, I receive a message like this. You spent your day upset. And you spent your day all sad. Because only a small equipment you lost. Your equipment, your device, this cell phone, and you lost it. What happened if something happened to you? You lost anything more expensive than this. You'll be sad. You'll be upset. For sure, the comparison is very weak, we can say. But this is exactly what happened. And really, I was thinking about, if I'm upset about a small device and a small thing, I lost it. And why I have to do it? Why I have to be upset? Nothing bothering me on the earth. This is a word of Pop Curlus. Because I know that God is drive everything. He is a Pantokrator. That's why I have to accept this. Then the steward and the ambassador, he's speaking the same language from the word of God, and also he is working, and he is belong to the kingdom of heaven. And also, he has to work a lot, and he has to teach, and he has to preach about his country. He has to present his country, and he has to do a lot of advertisement in front of all the people, not only by word. I don't want to go to preach, for example. Maybe I have nothing to do. Maybe I can't talk, I can't speak. I'm not a servant to talk, for example. But at least my act, at least sometimes. It's very important. I'm telling you something happened. I think I said this before. When I went to Pakistan and I met someone in Pakistan, and he told me the last day before I left, he told me, like, I have my T-shirt and I have my cross inside, and the cross, it's appear, I think, from inside. And he told me, can I see this one? And I told him, yes, this is a cross. He asked, what is this? And I told him, this is a cross. And you know that the Pakistan in all are Muslim. And I spent around six months in Pakistan. And he told me a question that about if the Christians are different, the Christians are different because they have this cross. I told him direct without thinking, but I think this word may be to be like the last word in my life, because I'm telling something very important, and I witnessed the Jesus Christ. Because I told him, no, who is on the cross, make us different than you. Which is a witness, and in Pakistan, I think that maybe it will be the last word in my life. And he asked me that, can I take that cross? And I told him, okay, go, take it. And after a year and a half, he sent me a message on the Facebook. He wasn't on the friends of my Facebook. And he sent me a message on the Facebook. You remember me? I was in Pakistan. I was an engineer with like your friend in Pakistan. I told him, yeah, I know you very well. Okay, he told me, send me your congratulations. I told him, why? Are you good in job? Take another level in job or something like this? You are manager now. He told me, no, I'm a Christian. And I was like, suddenly, oh my God, like, Christian, how come? We are a steward, and we are exactly as ambassadors. Every time I ask myself about why I'm here, and I told this before, why we are here in Canada. And we see now that the world outside is very bad. And it's very bad. And the devil who now drive everything in the world. And you see, not only outside and see in all the world now. And I think that God give us the opportunity and the chance to be as ambassadors and stewards here on the earth for the other people. However, maybe we are few, but if I go back to the apostles and to the disciples, and when we went to Egypt before a month ago, and when we visit Losra Naswan, and there is a temples and a lot of civilization of Pharaoh, and I was wondering how Saint Mark entered to Egypt and preached the word of God, and I can't believe that he is alone, and this is exactly what Jesus Christ said to him, go and preach only. Please don't take anything with you. Because they are not speaking by their tongue or by their language. No, they are speaking by God's word, by God's tongue. That's why it's very important also to do the same. That's why when I'm asking now if I'm speaking the word of God or not, and it's the same, that's why I have to speak and I have to preach, not by the word only, but also my act, my everything. That's why if someone, for example, I'm fasting, and someone asking me like, Yalla, we have to eat now. No, I can't eat. Why? I'm fasting. You have to be on the right line, as my church said to me. Then the ambassador or the steward, he has to speak the same language and he has to advertise and talk about the king and about his country. And also he is belong to his country. That's why he love and he had the yearning to go back to his country. He had a mission, a small mission, only in this country where we are now, and we have to go back again. And I have to be honest with myself. That's why if I go back to the verse, therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? That's why I have to be faithful and I have to be honest and I have to be right in everything God's given to me. And I have to review it. For example, if I have received a good voice. And I can sing. And all the people said to me, really, you have a good voice and you can sing. Really, it's very good. I'm using this in the right way or not? Or I'm doing like the man who he received only one talent and he hid this one inside. And after this, when the Lord came to him, what you did? I keep it inside. I don't want to do anything with my talent. It's very important. If I have any talent in my life, I have to use it. For example, I'm a good reader. I can talk and I'm a good speaker. I'm a good speaker. I have to use this also. I am good with the kids. Then I have to use this also in the service and to teach the kids. It's very important also too, because Jesus Christ said this, if you do anything with these kids, exactly you are doing this with me. Then it's very important to know that if I receive talents, then I have to work on it, and I have to be honest with myself, and I have to be also really looking to the kingdom of heaven, because this is the end of my life and my seeking to see Jesus Christ in by the end of the days, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Let's pray the midnight prayers, the midnight prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all one, and the man of the mercy, of the mercy, of the mercy. Make us worthy to pray, thanks to all Father, Lord, and heaven, and all the things. Thank you that come to our kingdom, and our sins in heaven. Give us this day, daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Let us forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ is Lord, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us
the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us himself, brought us this is ours. Let us also ask him to guard us in the whole peace, his holy day and in all the days of our life, the Pantocrator, the Lord our God, O Master Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us this is ours. Therefore, we ask that your goodness, lover of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the day of our life in all peace with your fear, all in the evil temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of weak men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people, and from this your holy place, but those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to treat and serpents and scorpions, and upon the power of our enemy, and lead us not into temptation, but lead us one. And through the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you, and in him and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence as you, now and in all times, and into the age of all ages. Amen.